welcome to another podcast. This is James Manuk speaking. We're doing a quick call. They're always quick calls. I always say they're going to be quick calls, but who knows how long they actually last. I'll just get ranting a little bit, and we'll see what happens. Here's what I want to talk about today, and it's something that continually amazes me after almost 20 years online, and when I'm doing this session, it's something that that catches my eye during the previous week or the previous couple days, something that I just kind of need to rant about. And today is one of those things. WordPress is what, almost I think 10 years old right now, and of course blogging software is about 13 or 14 years old. So WordPress actually showed up a couple years after blogging started. And one of the things that you always hear people talk about is when it comes to WordPress and blogging, and how easy it is to blog, and how easy WordPress is for software to use. And it continually amazes me, because at WP Blog Support, we spend a lot of time helping people blog. And in fact, the blog support, the whole reason for the WP Blog Support is now to take over a lot of the blogging technical issues that people run into. And the thing that's that still floors me is that in today's day and age, I get new customers every day, every week, who are completely lost when it comes to how to use WordPress. Now, how can this possibly be 10 years after WordPress has been around? These are all smart business people, experienced business people. Not all of them, but many of them are experienced business people. And yet, they still struggle with WordPress. They get frustrated by WordPress. They get confused by WordPress, when this whole sort of big gist about how great WordPress is the fact that it's easy to use. How can it possibly happen? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that WordPress can be easy to use, but it's software. It's like any software, and all softwares run into something called feature creep. And you have to put this in perspective. When blogging first started and WordPress first started, they didn't have pages. All they had were posts. They didn't have pages. You couldn't do a page in the WordPress software. You could only post or do a weblog or series of posts that were time-dated. Pages came after. Think about what happens today, where you have multiple post types, pages. You have all sorts of plugins that you can add and extend. There are thousands and thousands of different plugins that allow WordPress to do different things. And each of these particular plugins are coded by different people. Almost all of them are public domain or GPL, so that they're open licenses. But all of them are coded by different people. They all work a little bit differently. They have a sort of a baseline of how they're supposed to work, but not everyone that codes them thinks identically. So what's happened is, over time, WordPress still can be easy to use, but it ends up not being easy to use because there's so many choices. And people get lost, and more importantly, they freeze. They stop doing things. They stop moving forward. They stop extending their business. They stop leveraging the technology, because they get confused and they don't know where to turn, how to start, how to build, and how to grow their business. WP Blog Support is all about taking that stuff over, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's not as easy as you might think it is. It can be, but it's generally not, because in as much as the software has something called feature creep, users have function creep. They always want their WordPress site to do more, to look better, to be a little bit bigger, to be more extravagant, to be something more than it is. And that's why there's this continual cycle of things getting bigger, better, more complex, harder to use. Stuff interacts differently, doesn't work necessarily the way you're supposed to think it works, but it can get very overwhelming. So here's my suggestions. This is just a quick little 5 minutes we're talking about today. Understand that it's not that easy, even though you think it should be that easy. You are going to get confused. The second thing is that you're going to ask, or continually ask, for your WordPress site, your blog, your small business site to do more than you initially started requesting of it. Every time you see someone else's site, you say, oh, that would be cool. I'd love to be able to do that. Or, oh, can I get a plugin to do that? Or, yes, I need to do this to make my site or my business run bigger, be bigger. I need it to grow my business. You're going to be asking all these things. WordPress is going to be able to do all these things, but it's a continual cycle of bigger, better, faster, more. And you have to decide and understand, importantly, what is the main function or purpose of your site? What are you trying to get visitors to do? And then what is the minimum that I need WordPress to do to be able to support that? And have a plan or some guidelines on how you want to put that together or keep it in sync. Because once they get out of sync, that's when things get complicated. That's when you get frustrated. That's when you get confused. That's when you end up having to use something like WP Blog Support to take care of all of it for you. Now, I'm a firm believer that, you know, after 10 years of blogging, you shouldn't be doing this yourself anyway. You should be outsourcing it. That's why we have the service. And if you are interested in finding out a little bit more about being able to start, build, and grow your business without having to deal with WordPress, certainly take a look at wpblogsupport.com. Now, the other resource I have for you as well, if you want to learn how to use all of these different plugins, if you want to learn how to use WordPress and cPanel, if you want to learn how to grow your business and do the things like build a campus, a learning management software plugin for WordPress that we use to actually teach people what it is that we have in our heads, visit wpgrow.com. So those are two great resources for you, wpblogsupport.com and wpgrow.com. Take a look, and if you have questions, all you have to do is ask. We're here to help. This is James Manique speaking. I hope you enjoyed this quick little session about WordPress, feature creep, and function creep, the two things that go hand in hand when you're working on your WordPress site. Take care and expect the best.